Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you cry?
statement and song, he is not dead. He has risen. Well, good morning. Good morning and good morning. That song just put me in a straight up praise mode, amen, because I'm so grateful for what my Jesus did, not only for you, but just for me, amen. That's why I call him my Jesus, because I know personally what he did for me, amen. And because he got up on that cross for me, amen, and when he got down off that cross, amen, and when he opened his eyes, amen, he had Dante on his
Yes.
It is Sunday, March 14th. God bless you. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. The water is just fine. Amen.
The holy water is just fine.
Amen. 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 Sister Jesse, will you please bless us with a song? Amen.
Amen. There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. So many wonderful things about him. There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. There's so many wonderful things about him. There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. There's so many wonderful things about him. His name is wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. There's so many wonderful things about him. His name is wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. There's so many wonderful things about him. There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. There's so many wonderful things about him. There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. So many wonderful things about him. His name is wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. He is a mighty God, everlasting Father, everlasting Father, everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. There's so many wonderful things about him. There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. There's so many wonderful things about him. His name is wonderful. He's a wonderful counselor. He is a mighty God, everlasting Father. Everlasting Father, everlasting Father, he is the Prince of Peace. There's so many wonderful things about him. There's so many wonderful things about Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's so many wonderful things about him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Yes, yes. So wonderful things about him. Mm.
Whew,
thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Kyle Garrett, our invocation by Minister Rosalyn Thomas, and our scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor. Let us unite together in the historic Christian faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, saints. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Heavenly Father. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We've come to join you this morning, Father, to honor and worship you. And most of all, Spirit, anoint our spirit. We ask you to magnify and glorify our pastor so that his word may go forth like a mighty force that will pierce our hearts and souls. Make known your presence in us, around us, and through us, dear Lord. Touch, Father. Touch, Holy Spirit. Have your way with us this morning. Speak, Lord, speak to us. Lord, bless Memorial CME members and families and everyone at the sound of my voice. Bless the sick and shed in, the bereaved. Bless this radio station, Hakeem and Michelle. Bless this world and take away this awful virus, COVID. We are in awe of your magnificent power displayed through the entire universe. For through you all things were made and all things have their being. We come before you with grateful thanks and with hearts that long to adore you and worship us. Lord, may we know the presence of the Holy Spirit here with us today. May we be open to your leading, sensitive to you speaking and alert to your calling. Father, we invite the same power that was at work when Jesus was raised from the grave to be present with us here and now. Lord, we declare that you are welcome here among us. Thank you, Lord, in advance for what you're about to do. We love and adore you, Father, for without you we are nothing. Have your way this morning in our worship service and with us. Glory to your name, Father, to your name, King of kings and Lord of lords. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen, amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Scripture will come out of beginning with verse 14, and it reads, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. Amen.
Amen.
As we continue on in our service, amen, we're now at our announcements. Amen. I just want to again say morning and God bless you all, and I love you all. I just want you all to know that I love you, amen, and there is no better place than I could be here with you all on this Sunday morning. I am just so grateful that when God opens up my eyes and he gives me another opportunity to get Dante right and in order. Amen. And because he does that and I have that opportunity, I just am so grateful. I am so grateful. So I just want you all to know that I love you and I praise God for each and every one of you. In fact, I give each and every one of my listeners, all of the church members, all of the ministerial staff, Brother Hakim, everybody on HubNet, I give you all a blessing. So if you have not been feeling like you've been blessed lately, guess what? You are now blessed. So I just gave you a blessing. Now you just got to watch it manifest. And when it manifests for you, you give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We are in the middle still of this in the middle of this pandemic. Continue to do what's required of you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Continue.
Amen.
To wash your hands and sanitize and wear your mask and stay 6 feet apart, amen. Just continue. Also, amen, for those of you who are part of the master's class that we have on Mondays, remember that this Monday we will be taking our break this Monday, amen, and we will resume. Actually, we will take a two-week break because the next week, next Monday, actually the 23rd, we will be starting our Lenten caravan, amen, and that goes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, amen. So we will resume back either at the end of March or the beginning of April, amen. But, amen, just stay tuned and I will announce it, amen. But in the meantime, amen, still read your scripture, amen, still study, amen. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me, amen. God bless you all, amen, and as we continue on into our service, amen. I'm going to ask Sister Jesse to come and bless us again with another song. Amen. We are so grateful to have Sister Jesse here with us. Normally, Sister Jesse and Brother Tony are part of our worship experience, but Brother Tony said he needed a day off. And we just want you to know, Brother Tony, that we miss you, amen, and we're praying for you, amen, and we cannot wait to hear your voice once again. Amen. So, Sister Jessie, the floor is yours.
I am weak and I need your strength and power to help me over my weakest hour. Get me through the darkness, thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am lost if you take your hand from me. I am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just all keep thy servant be. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. That's my prayer this morning. Lead me, guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk we stay with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I cannot say. Lord, let me walk day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Oh, lead me, guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk. Lord, let me walk. Yes, yes. Lord, let me walk. When my burdens get heavy, Lord, let me walk in the midnight house. Lord, let me walk. Yes, yes. Lord, let me walk. Let me walk, let me walk. Lord, let me walk. When my pillow is wet, Lord, let me walk with my tears. Lord, let me walk. I can't make it by myself. Lord, let me walk. I don't know which way to go. Lord, let me walk. Lord, let me walk. Lord, let me walk. Let me walk, let me walk. Lord, let me walk. Yes, yes. Lord, let me walk. I need you today. Lord, let me walk right now, right now, right now. Lord, let me walk right now, right now, right now. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Ooh, lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please pray with me. My God, my King, my friend, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you. And I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, the scripture will come on the gospel according to Matthew, that is chapter 5, beginning with verse 14. And it reads, You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. A subject today: the hotter the fire, the more I shine. During this Lenten season, we as followers of Christ are challenged to look within our lives and to see if we are living the life that was given to us. You see, during this time, we are convicted over the image of sin, but it is through the grace of the Almighty that our lives are preserved. But as the Spirit spoke to me, I was told to remind you that no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, no matter the problem, no matter how many times you get irritated, frustrated, no matter how many times you want to give up, no matter how many times you want to quit, no matter how many times people come up to you, no matter how many times Satan tries to whisper in your ear, I was reminded to tell you that Jesus is our guiding light throughout this and every season. But getting to the scripture, forgive me, there are times that I do get ahead of myself, amen. Jesus was preaching and speaking before the people, and he decided to go off and to sit with his by himself, and then his disciples came over to him, and he began to teach to his disciples, and he offered them a spiritual insight on the possibility of greatness, a possible greatness, because we as people have a choice to serve him or not. So before I move on, my question to you is, are you doing your all for the kingdom? You see, Jesus encouraged the people. He also confirmed and with some enlightened and informed others about the light that dwells on the inside. Well, Ephesians 5:8 says that, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You see, it is apparent that the disciples had to be taught that the light that sits within is greater than the world of this age. You see, the world will try to dim the light that the Holy Spirit has put upon you. But because we are covered by the blood of Jesus, we are the light of the world. Yes, during this time we look within. Yes, during this time we observe our actions. Yes, during this time we can look and see how ignorant, ugly, and nasty this world is. But beyond all of that, you are still the light of this world. I, like all of you, observe the season of Lent, but I do not wallow in the fact of saying, woe is me. Instead, I look to the hill, which cometh my help. Oh, you don't understand. As I walk this path, I see my feet shining, and I wonder what's going on. But Psalms 119, 105 said it best, and it corrected me. It says that God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, and people wonder why we as Christians can praise God in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of this dying world. It is because our light continues to shine. It is the light that... Whew. It is the light that people see in your life when all hell is breaking loose and they look at you and they don't see the hell on your face, but on your face, but they see a smile. They hear you praising God. In the midst of all of this, you have kept your light strong. Your light keeps you grounded in the Lord. You see, the man that's in darkness doesn't know he's in darkness until he is he sees the illumination of Jesus. Once one sees the illumination of Jesus, then and only then do the chains of affliction fall off. This is what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples. To be a blessing, that you are worthy, regardless of what this world may throw at you. Remember who you are and remember whose you are. The world will laugh when you try to explain to them this during this time of Lent that you are recharging your light. The world will mock you when you speak on the purifying process that is Jesus. The world will make fun of the sanctification that comes through the most precious blood, say of Jesus, but as long as you bear my light, so long as you hold on to my light, so long as you preach my light, that I shall be with you even to the end of the age. But I desire one thing of you, to let your light so shine before men, but do not allow the ignorance of others to stop what I am doing in your life. John 9:5 clearly said it best. It says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You see, the hotter the fire, the more I shine. In other words, the more I deal with, the more that I have to deal with for the sake of Jesus, the hotter the light burns. The hotter the light burns, the bigger the blessing. The bigger the blessing, the more people see his good works. For your blessings are not for you. They are for others to see that the light that God has on you. Oh, but I understand. I hear you. Those of you who are fighting against the light, I hear you. I hear you saying, what makes you so perfect that Jesus gave you his light? Please understand that it was nothing that I did, but it was everything that he did. 1 Peter 2:9 states, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. But be ye comforted that there is enough light for you and for me. We are the well of light. We are the well of life. We are the heads and not the tails. But I can say that I do not mind being the tail. In other words, I can be an Indian in the middle of the chiefs. Not because I desire the chief spot, but because as an Indian, I serve the chief of chiefs. But if I am the head or the tail, I still give God the glory for allowing me to be a part of the body of Christ. But during this time, I urge you to look at your light. I urge you to go to Jesus. I urge you to see if your light, because your light may be flickering. You don't need a new light bulb, but all you have to do is allow Jesus to come in and to fix that which has dimmed out. I thank you, Jesus, for giving me light through the shedding of your blood. You see, when Jesus shed his blood, his light shines through everybody. And I was so grateful to receive a piece of his light, because when he gave up his... You see, you don't understand what I'm saying to you. That the light of Jesus will illuminate your path in the midst of darkness. You know where it says that, yea, though I went through that valley of the shadow of death,
but I feared no evil. It is because the light of Jesus was with me throughout the whole time. There are times that I find myself cold, but the light of Jesus will warm me up. There are times when I don't know what I'm going to eat. My stomach may be rumbling, but the light of Jesus will fill me up. I'm going to let somebody know right now that it's about the light of Jesus. He said that you have that light, so why don't you allow it to shine? You don't let nobody stop your light. You let nobody steal your joy. You don't let nobody. Nobody. Take that which was given to you. You are the light of this world. You are the one. There is none other like you. None before you and none to come after you. You were made with the image of God. And I urge you to let your light so shine so that somebody will see the good works that's been placed in you. You see, there are many people that's been called to deliver the word, but you are so afraid because you are afraid of what people may say. Let your light so shine. There are many of us that's afraid to call on Jesus in front of other people because we don't want people to think that we are Jesus freaks. Let your light so shine. Oh, we can go back and look at all the history books, and we can so see where Jesus was just as they say, he was not a real person. Let your light so shine. You don't have to worry about what people say around you. All you have to do is let your light so shine. And when you allow your light to shine before men, then and only then can God truly use you. God is not looking for no secret service, no people that want to praise him in the secret places but not praise him openly. God is saying, where are my people that's been called by my name? That's going to give me the glory. That even when things don't go the way that they're supposed to go, that they're going to still call on me anyhow because they know that I still have all power and glory in my hands. I urge you to let your light so shine by doing so. You will be giving God the glory. I'm going to stop right here. Stop right here. But somebody here, you need to know that the Lord is calling you higher. The Lord is calling you. The Lord wants to take you there. But stop allowing people to dim out your light. Stop allowing people to mess with your spirit. Stop allowing people to puncture your flesh. Because God has a work for you. God has a work for you to do. To you ministers, God has a work for you to do. To you lay folk, God has a work for you to do. The light didn't just stop with the preachers. You are sharing that marvelous light. Because we are in this world, there should never be a dark place around. If Jesus is your Lord, if Jesus is your Savior, if you know that you know that you know that you have been redeemed by the blood, then let your light shine so that others may see the good works.
Yes.
May God bless you. May God keep you.
And as I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there one here who is ready to let their light shine before me? And if that's you, if you are ready to let God have his way in your life, then I need you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again. Be the Lord of my life. Help me, Father God, to see the error of my ways. Help me to be a new creature in you. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it within your heart, salvation now belongs to you. That means that if you die this very moment, having given your life over to God, that you would go unto heaven. Now that's good news. The good news of the gospel. I urge you to find a Bible-based church. Bless them with your presence. Pray with them in spirit. And give of your tithes and your offerings. And watch what God will do in your life. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Amen. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of Fuse Memorial, we would like to take an opportunity to give thanks and honor and praise to this network, this HubNet online network, amen. We are HubNet 24/7, amen. And I want to give a special shout out and thanks and blessings and everything, every good thing that I have within me, amen, to my friend and my brother and this guy, we talk about everything from wrestling to politics to religion, amen. But brother, I can we thank God for you, sir. Thank you for all you do.
It is my pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And we also give praise and we pray for Sister Michelle, the owner, leader of this network. Amen. She is a wonderful leader. And I promise you, this year and next year, expect some great things from HubNet Online Network. Amen. I'm just grateful to be a part of it. Amen. I am just so grateful. They call me the network pastor, but I'm just so grateful to be here. Amen. I'm grateful. Amen. And it is a true blessing to be a part of this network. Amen. And on behalf of the ministerial staff of Fuse Memorial and our wonderful songbird, Sister Jessie Burrell, amen, Brother Tony Spencer in his absence, amen, the exhorter Annette McKinney in her absence, and the minister Tremaine Townsend in her absence, amen, we are just so grateful to you. Amen. And now for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church, together, let the redeemed of the Lord say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. Until next week, may the Lord continue to cover you. We are signing off.